This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This year, Wisconsin Public Radio is going beyond the ballot. We're asking people around the state what issues they care about this election season. Today, we hear from a group of five high school students in central Wisconsin. Not all of them will be able to vote in this fall's elections, but as Glenn Mobrick reports, all five have plenty to say about the issues, and they've been sharing it through a unique video project.
The Marathon County Health Department hired Laura Hunt to document the behavioral problems facing local high school students. So she went to work.
I interviewed about 25 to 30 students one-on-one. No parents, no teachers, just asked open-ended questions.
A lot of us, what we come here to school is we put on a happy face.
The result was a series of videos that looked at the effects of drugs and alcohol, racism, bullying, class distinctions, and mental health problems on students. But Laura Hunt wasn't done yet.
I was so stunned by every interview I did. After we released the series, I was sort of like, this can't end here. People need to hear what these kids have to say.
So Hunt chose five of the most outspoken students and formed a team that discussed the problems in a variety of venues.
I want to understand where you guys are coming from.
Including a meeting of high school counselors.
Black girls can be queens too.
Kaylee McCauley of Wausau West High School says she has had trouble fitting in as a biracial student. She will be voting for the first time this November.
This is our future, and we're going to be the ones that can, like, take control of that by voting.
McCauley says she will vote for candidates who welcome diversity and support citizenship for immigrants.
What's going to be the answer for some of these immigrants? Just because I have some friends who are undocumented immigrants, I know that they deserve a future in this country.
Felicity Cha of D.C. Everest High School comes from a large Hmong family. She, too, will be voting for the first time in November.
It's only one vote, but I think it has the potential to change the world.
Cha says she will vote for candidates who take a stand against racism and who show a willingness to compromise.
I want them to be able to work with the other side, you know, not staying in the past where we're stuck with racial divides and gender divides and just this polarization of this country. I want them to be able to unite us.
I believe it is definitely very important to vote.
Ethan Laska of D.C. Everest will vote for the first time in 2020. As a gay student, he says he is opposed to bullying, which he says happens not only in schools, but also in the behavior of adult political leaders.
We need to still realize that it is happening. We need to make sure that there is not indifference, because that is what led to the rise of Nazi Germany.
Laska says he will vote for candidates who take a stand against gun violence.
I don't want to have to wake up every morning and fear going into my school because I could get shot by someone.
It's a real issue when you have American high schoolers, middle schoolers dying in public schools.
Ava Bell of Wausau West also says she will vote for candidates who want to control gun violence.
I think it's really hard to picture, you know, your peers being shot down.
Ava Bell's 18th birthday falls on November 6th, midterm election day.
I think voting is extremely important. If you're going to say you want change, you need to be a part of that change.
And that was the third and final time where I attempted suicide.
Lindsay Smith of Wausau East, the youngest of the group, has struggled with mental health issues. When she gets to vote, she says it will be for candidates who provide more resources for people like her.
Counseling, it's so expensive. If there were to be outlets that people can go to who don't have the money, I think it could help a lot.
Smith says her generation will make a difference.
People are really using their own voice to speak up and say that they want a change and that they will vote for the people who best fit their idea of a change.
What I love about high school is you get a lot of freedom.
These five students, brought together by a school video project, will soon be voting for the first time. Their issues are gun violence, opening our borders to immigration, acceptance of diversity, and help for those who are struggling. It remains to be seen if the rest of their generation agrees with them. Glenn Mobrick, Wisconsin Public Radio News.